Lesson 8. Dialogue.
Mr. Matenko, you're a director of a publishing company in Kiev, aren't you?
That's right. We specialise in fiction and children's books.
And do many women work in your company?
Oh yes, quite a few. Many women work in the publishing business. We've got women editors, proofreaders, and even heads of departments.
Does your wife also work in publishing, Mr. Matenko?
Well, no. She's a doctor, a paediatrician. She usually works in our local hospital, but she isn't working at the moment. Our baby's only 3 months old.
Oh, you've got a baby. Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl. Her name's Natasha.
What a lovely name. Have you been married long?
Oh, quite a few years. We go back a long way. My wife and I went to the same school. When we were in the 10th form, we decided to get married.
How romantic. Did you get married right after leaving school?
Yes, and we invited all our college friends to our wedding reception. We had a great party.
How interesting. Tell me about your wedding.
Oh, it was just a typical wedding. It was a civil ceremony. It took place in a registry office. It was beautiful. Our relatives and friends congratulated us and gave us presents. Oh, and we drank some champagne. Then we held the wedding reception.
And drank some more champagne.
Yes, indeed. We drank a lot of champagne and then we left on our honeymoon.
Where did you go?
Well, we didn't go anywhere, I'm afraid. My wife and I were both students when we got married. We held our reception in the students' hostel, but we spent our honeymoon in a hotel in Kiev.
Where do you live now? Have you got a flat in the centre of the city?
Yes, we live in Shevchenko Street. It's a 10-minute walk to Kryshatik, the main street of Kiev.
Do you like Kiev?
Oh yes, naturally. After all, it's my hometown.
And what's your native language?
It's Ukrainian, but also I speak Russian. I learnt it at school.
Ah, so you're bilingual, are you?
More than that, Eugene speaks Czech, Polish, French, and Spanish, to say nothing of English.
Good grief, you're a real polyglot. How did you learn so many languages?
Well, I often go abroad on business trips. For example, a few years ago, I regularly went to the Czech Republic, so I had the opportunity to speak Czech, and I learned to speak it quite well.
What about your French and Spanish?
Well, I went to evening classes at a language institute. I enjoyed the classes a lot. I have a gift for languages.
You certainly have. Does your wife speak any foreign language?
Oh, yes. She studied English at the Medical Institute. She speaks it quite well. Then, 3 years ago, we went to Poland as tourists. She decided to learn Polish, and I decided to keep her company. After all, I didn't want to lag behind her. Now I'm brushing up my English.
That's incredible. You're very talented.
Oh, you're flattering me. As they say, where there's a will, there's a way.
I tried to learn some Russian before I came here, but it's a very difficult language, and I didn't learn very much.
Ah, well, to master a foreign language, you have to practice, practice, practice. You have to have free time, and to love the language you're studying. Most of all, you have to speak it regularly.
That's true. I'm afraid I never have enough free time.
Ah, it's the same old story, isn't it? Everybody wants to learn foreign languages, but few people really master them. Do you get many opportunities to use your languages, Mr. Matenko? Do you travel a lot?
Oh, I'm a tourist at heart, but I'm afraid I don't travel very much now. I'm always too busy. Like you, Judy, I never have enough time, but I enjoy travelling whenever there is an opportunity.